It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
We haven't played this game in a long time. It's Dumbass.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide, first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life.
Got a couple of really good dumbasses for you today.
Okay.
So, a guy who lives in the Yucatan. How do you say that?
Yucatan?
Is a guy that lives where?
Is the Yucatan. Is the first dumbass you because you can't pronounce Yucatan?
The first dumbass is me because I can't pronounce that. But this guy who lives in the Yucatan has said, stop. We cannot kill the coronavirus.
What? Like, we're unable to, or he doesn't want us to?
He doesn't want us to.
Okay.
Because it, you ready for this? Are you sitting down? It is a living organism, and it has a right to live.
Is that one of those, like, crazy vegans who's taken it way too far, who, like, won't use silk or eat honey or any of that kind of stuff? So also, no, you can't kill any living thing, even the coronavirus, because it's alive.
Yes. And wow. I know people like this. There was actually a doctor I went to that was from a different country, but he would catch a fly and then take the fly outside and let it go. He wouldn't kill any living thing. So I guess that's what this is all about.
Because if you believe in your soul going into another being, then it could be somebody's soul in that fly. So you need to let that fly go so that soul can go find the next body where it needs to go. You know, if you believe in reincarnation, that fly could be reincarnated into your kid.
Okay, maybe. But if you believe in that, then if you came back as the coronavirus, right? You did some bad shit when you lived. Right.
We want you dead. Yeah.
That
if you came back as a coronavirus, you were probably a serial killer.
Right. You're
because
really...
you know why? Because as the coronavirus, you're a serial killer.
Right. So you shouldn't save that person. And maybe if you came back as a fly, you weren't that great of a person. You know, maybe if you came back as an eagle, I can understand that you're a great person. But
no, you can't look at it like that. Maybe you were the mother of four very difficult kids and you had to take care of your husband and your husband's family. And you had one of these like extended families that there were just tons of people in the house. You were constantly taking care of them. And you said, you know what? When I come back, I just need an easy life. Like, just I want to be a fly on a wall somewhere.
Somebody says I want to be a fly on the wall, but flies only live like 6 days. So, but,
you know, they get a lot done in those 6 days.
Right. But if you came back as a coronavirus.
Yeah, you should die.
We shouldn't save you. So no. You're a dumbass for
you're
even
a dumbass.
Saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So two ladies are sitting at this Wisconsin lady's house. So they're having tea.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who owns the house says, watch this. My cat loves when you play with the laser.
Oh, no. Really? I thought cats hate that, but okay, go ahead.
No. Cats love that. It's okay. Their favorite thing in the world. When you take a little laser thing and you shoot it.
And they chase it, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you shoot it on the wall and they go after it. Then you put it over here and they go after it. So that's the game that these two women were playing.
Right.
But the laser happened to be hooked up to the gun. It's a laser gun. You know,
no.
With the gun with the laser on it. So she's showing her how fun it is with the cat with the laser. Yeah, shot the other woman because it was a gun and it accidentally went off.
Oh my God. That's I'm speechless. That's not just a dumbass. I mean, that's somebody, I hope she has no children. Somebody like that, I always wish they have no children because it's scary to pass on those genes.
Right. Because somebody's going to say, let's play with the laser gun.
Right. Like my mom used to.
Right. I mean, I can't really say anything about it because when I was a kid, I was at a party. Somebody gave me some pepper spray.
Uh-huh.
And
Did you think it was flavoring? Did you put it on pizza? What'd you do?
No, I thought.
Here's some pepper spray. Delicious.
I think it was one of those things on a keychain, and I was probably hitting on a girl that was sitting next to, and ooh, let me see the pepper spray. So I took the pepper spray out, and my buddy was sitting on the floor, and I said, watch, I'm going to spray him, joking around. I didn't know pepper spray sprayed like a stream.
Yes. Once it starts, it just keeps going.
I did not know that. I thought it was just poof, like that, and that was it. No, right in the face.
Ooh.
Got him just like that. So
that guy never forgot that. I've heard cops talk about getting pepper sprayed and they never forget it. Like there are certain things. I know there's a lot of cops, at least the cops that I know, when you are becoming a cop, one of the things you do is they tase you and they pepper spray you so that you can see what it feels like and what it's like.
Right.
So that you know when you do it to somebody else, what they're going to experience and you can gauge how much of it you want to do. They give you a personal experience with it. I have a friend that works as a police officer, and that's what he told me. I don't know if he was bullshitting, but it sounded good.
No, they do it. You can see it. You can watch it on TV. They will say, you ready? Yes. And then they shoot you with the thing in the back, and you're like, ah.
Right.
So,
right. But that wasn't what you were trying to do.
No, I was just playing. I was trying to hit on the girl. And
yeah.
So I kind of just sprayed it. Okay. If you go to Poland.
Uh-huh. There's a place called Poland. So far, so good. Yeah.
I'm just making sure that it's the right place because the article says Polish State Forest. So that's in Poland, I think.
I would think so, yeah.
So before you go to the forest in Poland, you should go to the Forest Advisory Board and they give you a flyer on how to poop in the woods.
Oh, my God.
And I thought first that it was just for the Pope because because the Pope poops in the woods,
right?
Or we've bears heard that joke. Mm-hmm. So but no, you can get this and I'll show you. So just in case you
don't want to watch somebody poop in the woods.
No, it's don't show me. It's the pamphlet. It's
all right.
It's what they're showing you what you should do if you have to see if you want to you push grass back and then you put your butt in it. And then you put the paper in there also, and you cover it back up. So they're showing you how to poop in the woods.
Wow.
So.
I love that they had to include an ass. And I love that the poop in the end. Well, there's two problems with that poop. One of it looks like a poop emoji, but is it red? What's wrong with the person?
The poop is red and it's steaming.
Yeah, that person needs to see a doctor.
Well, I mean, you should be pooping outside anyway, but I mean, do they have an issue with this in Poland where people are just pooping and not covering it up? That they have to give you a pamphlet.
You know what? If there's a pamphlet, there's obviously an issue. It looks like a sign, not a pamphlet. By the way, that does not look like a. You're not showing me a pamphlet. You're showing me a sign.
Okay, yeah, it is
in the woods.
I thought it was the guy holding it. No, but it's a sign. You're right.
That's how much of a problem it is that they have to have a sign as you're walking into the woods. Like here in New York, there's a sign that tells you like where to park, where not to park, you know, stuff that we need to know as we're living our lives here. Apparently, that place in Poland is probably known for pooping. So they're like, listen, we know you're going to come here and poop. We're not going to pretend that doesn't happen here. We're going to tell you how we'd like you to do it.
All right. So if you can't poo in the forest without a sign, you're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide, first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life.